You've announced two signings today. The first, 21-year-old Luke Norris from Brentford and John Egan, the defender from Sunderland. So if we start with Luke first, he's been at Brentford since, 2011. He's not given any real opportunity there, but he's had to prove himself on a couple of good loan spells in League Two. So what was it that brought him to your attention?
He's a goal scorer. He is a goal scorer. And it's no problem for me regarding Luke not getting in the Brentford's first team, simply because Brentford for the last, three or four years have been a very, very good team, and as like they are now, they got promotion to the Championship, they're progressing. So they always had people like Clayton Donaldson, the boy Trotter and all things like that to call on. So it would have been difficult for a young player who's come from non-league to get in that first team. So, but I think he's got great potential, really good potential. He's a strong centre forward. That I think can get goals, and he's not been proven yet, but I've got enough belief in him.
Well, I mean, clearly they think he's got enough potential because they offered him another contract, but I suppose from his point of view, this is his opportunity now to get some sort of regular game time at a decent level, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he felt, and quite rightly so, Brentford again will try to kick on again. So I think Luke felt as though he wouldn't get many first-team opportunities there. Yes, you're quite right, they do rate him, and otherwise they would have just let him go. But on the other side of it, they haven't put him in the first team either, So I think it's a fair thing of what's happened. And so Luke's, he's one of a number of players that we've took on this year that are desperate to play first-team football. And so I'm sure he'll get that opportunity.
OK, great. If we turn our attention now to John Egan, again, another player who hasn't had the opportunity to play for his primary club, but again, has had lots of opportunities to play football and again, to prove himself in the divisions below.
Yeah. Well, John's another one because he had the flavour of playing 15 matches for Southend last year in a good league, and it was a good to season for Southend. He wants that opportunity again to go out and play football, and I can promise you he could have gone to a Championship club, could have done, but I think he felt that he had more chance of playing at our club, and he wanted to come to us. And I'm really, really excited about John because he's a footballing centre half. That's what he is. He's a very good passer of the ball. He's got great ability, and he's a good enough defender, and he's a tough young man. That's what I like about him. So I'm really, really excited about him.
And he's 21 years of age, represented Ireland at under 17, under 19 and under 21 level. So again, a player with great potential for the future. This all kind of falls in line with your policy of sort of pursuing youth and reducing the average age of the squad. And both the players you signed today are 21. So what's the idea behind the policy, Peter? Just talk me through that.
Well, it's not so much. Honestly, if there'd have been players out there that had been older than 21, I'd have still been very interested. It's not a case of looking at ones that I'm saying, right, they've got to be at that particular age. It's just that the ones that I'm looking at that I think can fill the positions that we need are young. Now, if anything, it's more, in some ways, it's more of a gamble in the respect of we might have too many young uns, so we still need that bit of experience. But I've just looked at the other players that we've got in the squad as well, and I think there's enough experience there, so I think that's where we can balance it by having some youngsters in. But the difference with the pair of them, not so much Luke Norris, but I think with John, in John's case, honestly, he's an experienced 21-year-old. It may sound crazy that, but he is an experienced 21-year-old. If you speak to him, you don't think he's 21. That is a cert. And so, honestly, it's not a case of saying I'm looking to build a young team. Yes, young legs that can cover the grass. Yes, I'm interested in that, definitely. But it's not necessarily mean that I'm looking to build a young team.
Okay, excellent. And now this is your eighth or your ninth signing. Forgive me if I've lost count. How important is it that you now get these lads gelling with each other both on and off the pitch? Because there's not that long to go to the beginning of the season. And obviously you've made some great signings and you seem to have now the structure and the basis of this new squad. But now you've got to get them playing as a team.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Honestly, that's a very, very good point in the respect of we're in a tough division, so I'd love the players to get to know each other as quickly as they possibly can. It's up to us on the training field to get them used to each other in their positions and partnerships and link-ups and so on and so, which we'll be doing for the next month. It's a fair point. As I say, we've got some new players now coming in. We'll see how many start the first game, how new the team is. But you're right, we've got something like 7 pre-season matches for them to get used to each other. We're going to have lots of training sessions for them to get used to each other. So hopefully by the time that we play MK Dons, we know exactly what we're doing. We know it's going to take a little bit of time, but the only thing I would say on that is that looking at the age of the group, if they did stick at it and stick together, I think there could be a good team at the end of it.
Excellent. And finally, Peter, any more signings on the horizon?
I'm still looking for one more defender. Yeah, I'm still looking for one more. I've made certain inquiries and we're looking at certain people. And the chairman has been first class, I've got to say. You know, your earlier question was getting the players to gel. Well, that's where it's important that your chairman helps you out by signing people as early as possible. And this is what we've done. We've got the majority of players in for pre-season. That's a great start for us. So, but there still might be one more, but certainly not this week.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled, Peter. Thanks for chatting to us.
No problem.